Much like a picture of a loved one, so too the Word of God is that wonderful picture of our elder brother, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We'll learn about him next on Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon. Make it a point to join us, won't you? On behalf of United Reformed Church here in Linden, this is Abounding Grace with our teacher and pastor, Chris Gordon. Each day we come to you for a few minutes with a brilliant look at God's Word. And today, it's our hope and prayer that you come away with a new and fresh view of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching, teaching, and study of God's Word. Won't you join us with this edition of Abounding Grace? Here's our teacher and pastor now, Pastor Chris Gordon.
Well, I am often tired of arguing against the next fad that seems to come at me from the American church. Just when I think I've heard it all, some new idea, some new thing comes across my desk challenging what is perceived as the, quote, dead orthodoxy of the past. And once again, I'm off to the races just trying to keep up with the next fad that has already traveled through to the four corners of a hedonistic, worldly-minded church market. From the pulpit to the plexiglass to the stage, from Shine Jesus Shine to Christian rap, from the megachurch to the emergent, and from the squaring off of the affluent church boomers with the grungy Gen Xers and the millennials, is there ever an end to this abyss, this sea of fads that are allegedly claiming to provide us the way to real spiritual enlightenment? You know, at least years ago, the lines were better demarcated. You had the mainstream denominations and then some independent Bible churches, but you knew where they stood. A Baptist was a Baptist. A Presbyterian, a Presbyterian. A Methodist, and so on. Churches were, for the most part, consistent with their convictions and were at least somewhat uniform in practice and belief. Today, of course, it is just tragic that I can't be confident about where any church stands on doctrine or practice. There are just so many new coffee shop churches popping up in reaction to something else. There's just no way to keep up with it all anymore. Never would I have dreamed, however, that this would become so acute and so big a problem in the Reformed world and the Protestant world. I had an old well-known minister once say to me, "You will see a lot of fads come and go here in America. Most churches lack confessional integrity. They're tied to shifting sands of new ideas, but you know, not Reformed churches. History has shown that when all is said and done, Reformed churches have remained unaffected by these faddy trends." Well, I loved hearing that. Made me feel safe. I wouldn't have to deal with these worldly worship trends in Reformed churches. I wouldn't have to deal with people challenging the integrity of what we confess together, that over the last 400 years has allowed us to walk together in the spirit of unity and the bond of peace. Reformed churches were safe, so I thought. We have our fence to keep out the wolves. Well, it's no shock as to what might happen even to Reformed in this stoplight saga of the American church. This is not your father's Oldsmobile, used to be Oldsmobile's catchline for the next generation of auto buyers. We have something new, something hip, something that isn't quite like what your father's bought. Ironically, Oldsmobile couldn't adapt to the next generation, and the division died within a few years. The phenomenon is not really much different here in America, and it has been similar at many points. The baby boomers thought that their kids would like the praise bands, the new, hip storytelling approach from the stage, the big buildings, the nice parking lots, the youth church barn, and all. But you know, it hasn't worked real well. They just couldn't buy the souls of their children. Slowly, they've struggled, painfully, to watch them leave. I was struck by this phenomenon not too long ago at a coffee shop. It was about 9 o'clock. I was going through the drive-thru, and it was packed inside with gray heads. And I asked the barista, I said, "What is going on tonight?" She belted back, "Church just got out." I couldn't believe what I saw. A room full of baby boomers, who I generally suppose once attended a mainstream denominational church. Ironically, I didn't see any young people in the coffee shop. Where were they? Why weren't they sitting with their parents? Well, it doesn't take much to figure the dilemma out today. Just a little bit of cultural study, and we can understand what has happened. Others have critiqued the problem in much detail. Just read David Wells' book, The Courage to be Protestant. The next generation is tired of the empty religion of their parents' megachurches. They want substance. They want meaning. They want spirituality. And where have they found it? Well, if you've read Christianity Today and you've noticed the shift happening, Reformed theology is again getting a great hold in much of the Christian world. Reformed theology is again finding a place for many evangelicals. It's a theology of substance. Everyone knows that. Substance. Here you can have, as this article in Christianity Today said not too long ago, here you can have what has been so lacking in the evangelical world, a God. And this is where the new generation has parked for a while. Those in Reformed churches, of course, who have held the post for the last 400 years, while thankful for a recovery of Reformed doctrines of grace, and typically what you're seeing recovered today is an understanding of the 5 points of what have been labeled Calvinism. The 5 points of Calvinism, which are essentially the 5 doctrines of grace, understanding how salvation occurs by purely a work of grace in the heart by God's sovereign power. Well, that has been recovered today. People want a powerful God. They want a God who really can deliver and really can save. So this has happened on a good level to some degree, but it's a strange phenomenon. The new generation of Reformed haven't broken as far from the values of their boomer parents as some might expect. In other words, we still are seeing play out on the American church scene a menu-style approach to religion that our children have been so accustomed to in the parents' suburbia, narcissistic lifestyle. We get very petty out in the suburbs. We can have anything we want. We can build our white picket fences, and our churches show that. They are used to picking and choosing what they like, rejecting whatever might remind them of the heartless religion they experienced in the past. So, in this pursuit for biblical relevance, what has been left behind in the process? Well, what a lot of people don't realize is that this experiment that has taken place in American evangelicalism was already tried years ago in Europe with the Enlightenment and German Romanticism. What I hear today echoes so much the thoughts and ideas of a man by the name of Friedrich Schleiermacher. He was called the father of modern liberal theology. Schleiermacher once said that religious forms should not in themselves hinder any man from developing a religion suitable to his own nature and his own religious sense. Creeds and confessions, dogmas, doctrines of the church belong to the religious experience of the community at the time of their origination, but they shouldn't deprive anyone of the immediate sense of the God consciousness upon the heart. Did you catch that? What he's essentially saying is, doctrine should not stop us from having immediate religious experience of God in the other things that we do. Now, I don't know how you separate those two things. Your doctrine is your practice. Your doctrine and what you believe about God fundamentally will direct how you worship and how you approach this holy God. You can't separate those things. But the dilemma that we're faced with today is a whole new wave of people who are picking and choosing what they like about the Bible and Christianity. It's created a challenge for those who want to actually hold on to Protestant Christianity and the tradition that was developed in the Protestant Reformation. The challenges are immense. Take a confused young person who's had some bad experience with preaching or dry doctrinal preaching. Hey, there's a new group down the street that gives you the best of both worlds. You can have cool music and the 5 points of Calvinism. It's only a matter of time until the departure. We're really facing a cultural clash today. All said, how should we move forward today as a Church of Jesus Christ holding the convictions of Protestant Reformed Christianity? Part of The answer, my friends, is to recognize how dangerous religious fads are. If we are any bit perceptive to the course of religious movements in history, when thinking about the dilemmas we're faced with today, the new generation that has come will not ultimately be satisfied, because it too is too tied to the shifting fads they've always been exposed to. The core issue today in the church still seems to be over worship. And if you disregard what the Protestant Reformation recovered in terms of simple worship based on the Lord's express commandments, then you can clearly see that today people are still on this quest for illegitimate religious experience. That's a time bomb. Reformed churches holding fast to their confession have always found great satisfaction and fulfillment in worshiping God as He commands, because that defines biblical freedom. So, as we go forward today as the Church of Jesus Christ, and we move forward understanding, trying to be faithful to the Word of God and what it means to be Protestant in this day and age, if I were involved in one of these new churches that are popping up, I would stop and ask today, why do we all look the same? Why are we all of the same age? Why do we keep kicking the same denominational dog if we really believe it's dead? Why don't we represent the Church of Jesus Christ as we should? Not only of every tribe, tongue, but also of every age group. Why doesn't our model look much like 1 Corinthians 12? Why does nothing about us look or sound otherworldly or separate from the world as the Bible calls us to be? And why are we so tied to personalities? Answering honestly these questions may painfully expose that people are caught up in just another American fad by fulfilling the need for a substantive salvation theology that the Reformed faith provides. When all is said and done, and this new fad breaks apart with some new idea, some new practice, some new doctrine, we'll have to pick up the pieces. I suggest we start now. We are called to hold fast to what defines us as being Reformed and biblical Christians living in our day. Right now, the lines aren't so very clear anymore as to what a true Protestant is. Not sure what it will take to shake people out of the fatty form of Christianity they've always been exposed to, but I know the good place to begin. The good place is to recognize that the Holy Spirit has worked in the lives of many of those who have gone before us. Maybe it's time, my friends, to start listening to our fathers of the past.
Studying God's Word that we might grow in our affection and love for Christ. This has been Abounding Grace with our teacher and pastor, Chris Gordon, from United Reformed Church here in Linden. We come to you each and every day for a short time that we might study God's Word together, that we might grow in His grace and His amazing love for us. If you have questions or comments, as always, we stand ready to do our best to answer them. We're at 360-318-0429. Again, you can reach us at 360-318-0429. That's 360-318-0429. You can find out a bit more about us, United Reformed Church here in Linden, who we are, what we believe, worship opportunities, and the like, at lindenurc.com. Now, that's our website where we even have some of the past messages as preached by Pastor Chris Gordon. They're available for you to listen to. Again, lindenurc.com. And then, as always, you're welcome to join us for worship. Our service times are at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. We meet at 8650 Benson Road here in Linden, Washington. For directions, either go to our website, lindenurc.com, or again, call 360-318-0429. That's 360-318-0429. We thank you for joining us today and look forward to seeing you next time for another broadcast of Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon.